One of my favourite magazines is The Listener. One of my favourite columns in The Listener is written by Jane Clifton. She's a very clever writer. This week's offering is headlined, Brian Tamaki is in merger talks with Winston Peters. I nearly choked on my coffee when I read that. Let's get the man on himself to confirm or deny. Surely you're not going into business, Winston, with Apostle Brian.
Oh, look, I think I'll write to Jane Clifton and say, Jane, I think somebody is posing as you and writing like a lunatic in The Listener in your name. Because nothing could be more preposterous than what she has put in that article.
Well, she's saying effectively, and maybe this is tongue-in-cheek slightly, this is just a way to try and engineer a situation where you can form an alliance, albeit an unholy one, with Bishop Brian or Apostle Brian to get past the 5% threshold mark. Surely you're not that desperate.
There's no such thing as tongue-in-cheek when you're meant to be a serious journalist. And here's my question. Have you got one shred of evidence, Jane Clifton, that what you say is correct? And if you haven't, don't write fables and myths and fake news in a serious issue called The Listener.
Well, you might be taking some more legal action against the Clifton-Mallard household. Of course, her partner is Trevor Mallard. You're going to have a shot at him. You might as well get both of them in one go.
No, I don't take Jane's article serious. It's just a piece of chaff and a waste of time. And I have to say to Jane, you're letting yourself down. You're a good writer. Please don't let yourself down at this stage in your life.
Do you back yourself to get past the 5% threshold next year? No doubt you do, or you wouldn't be bothering.
Well, you've seen the polls. You've seen the National Party and Labor Party polls. We're right on the 5% mark now, and we haven't even started. Shortly, we will start, and you'll see us climbing in the polls.
I've seen other polls where you're sitting at 2%.
Well, I don't pay attention to those polls. I pay attention to the polls that had the Labor Party and National Party concerned about our rise. And that's not a matter that's anything unusual. Parties look around to see what else is happening. And that's what's happening where we're concerned. And we can tell by our membership drives and everything else that the party is seriously on the comeback.
Let's have a look at international happenings at the moment. Jacinda has singled out China at the NATO summit in Madrid, warning against an arms race, and she's challenging China over basically going against international rules and norms. And I know you've been quite outspoken about this one yourself.
Well, when we set our defence review in 2018, and Ron Mark was our Minister of Defence then, we set out our concerns. And in a speech I made in Washington, also the same year, I set out our serious concerns at that time as well. So there's nothing new. It's just that they've been so slow to pick it up.
The Prime Minister is also heading to Brussels tonight, Europe time, for the decisive day of a European tour, really. We're in the final throes of a FTA negotiation with the EU, but it looks like we've got real sticking points around dairy and meat. Do you agree with her that we should walk away if we don't get a commercially viable deal?
Personally, I think the only way we could be in the final throes of such a deal is that we're going to sign up to a really bad deal. And so if we're in that situation, then we will have got ourselves nowhere. We've had so many deals where we've done so badly that it's just a disappointment that you've got this hype and propaganda in the media about the Prime Minister doing this and that. But I'm saying to you, if we're in the final throes, and I don't think we are, but if we're in the final throes, it'll be a thoroughly bad deal. The primary producers of this country saved New Zealand during the COVID crisis. We all know that. And for them to be treated that way at this point in time is pretty bad strategy, and it's bad for our economy.
Winston Peters, thanks for your time on The Country, and I'm pleased to hear you're not heading into business with Bishop Brian. Good on you.
It's laughable.